Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Eddie Murphy had the nerve to impersonate Tracy Morgan to his face.
And my cousin, honey, McGann Mark Hall, honey, has a new logo for her lifestyle brand. But could she get sued over it?
And later, we're dishing with the iconic MC Light about her new tour and a whole lot more. We got a lot to dish about, so
let's get this started!
In here.
Okay, guys, the legal war between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni shows no signs of ending anytime soon, so they're both doing their best to go on with their lives. Justin has been in Hawaii with his family for about a month, trying to find his peace. Meanwhile, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds made their first public appearance at the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary show, and Ryan even joked about the situation.
Reynolds, how's it going?
Great. Why, what have you heard?
Expertly done, you know what I mean? Like, he has such a way of, like, you know, doing that whole self-deprecating thing that kind of works in his favor.
It's interesting. I've heard that there are people on his team that are kind of mounting a little PR campaign because as more evidence from this runs out and the stuff that Justin Baldoni's been putting every single receipt he has online for people to find, that Ryan's team is worried about a little fallout when this, like, comes to head.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, how would you handle it? Like, let's just say if you was going through a scandal, Gary, and someone throws the mic on you or the camera on you, like, you know, how would you respond to it?
Oh, I would just say, oh, child, honey, we gonna get over this.
I wouldn't even address it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because you add fuel to the fire. Any little thing, something's going to be said about it. So you just act like it's nothing and just be unbothered.
Plus, also, what if you're Ryan Reynolds and deep down you know your wife is difficult to work with? What if deep down you know that?
And everyone's like, well, you can't tell people.
You can't be like, oh, God. No, you have to be like, what have you heard?
Right. Everything's great.
Everything's great.
You gotta just walk up and smack the person.
Yeah, well.
Oh, God, we don't want any more of those.
Oh, yeah, we need a white one.
All right, speaking of SNL 50, former cast members Leslie Jones, Eddie Murphy, and Tracy Morgan appeared together in a Black Jeopardy sketch, but here's the best part. Leslie and Tracy were playing regular people, but Eddie was impersonating Tracy. Take a look.
Darius and Tracy, y'all seem like y'all might be related.
Well, James L. Jones is my biological father. James L. Jones impregnated my mother on the set of Claudine on Edgecombe Avenue in Harlem. You know what? I think we might be related.
I don't see it. You know what?
So
wow.
Good.
That was great.
So good.
Man. Like, yo, Eddie can mimic and impersonate anybody.
Yes.
Even if you think he don't got it, he got it.
Well, yes, it's the little thing, too. Like, whenever Tracy makes a joke and then his face comes down a little bit, you know,
yeah,
and Eddie
yeah.
even hit him with that deal.
Yeah, Eddie's been doing great at that since, like, Delirious, his first stand-up comedy with the red leather suit. Like, he did Michael Jackson. He did Elvis. He did
Ralph Brandon.
Yes. Oh, my God, all those.
Would you ever be afraid to impersonate somebody standing right next to you, though?
No.
Nah, especially if I knew I was good at it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I would do it to death. I would do it.
Wait, Brad, you do so many good voices. Do you have any impersonations?
What you mean?
Like, you're good at doing character voices.
Like if Britney walked in and she lost her voice today.
She probably would hate me. She probably hate people to impersonate her because people don't always like that, you know?
Yeah. Can you do that producer named Joaquin?
No, I'm not doing it.
All right, now, Gary, your cousin Megan, the Duchess, is making money, moves out here. Now, her lifestyle brand was previously called American Riviera Orchard, but she's rebranding it with the name as Ever. And she explained the name on IG. Check it out.
As Ever essentially means as it's always been. And if you followed me since 2014 with the TIG, you know I've always loved cooking and crafting and gardening. This is what I do. And I haven't been able to share it with you in the same way for the past few years, but now I can.
Yeah, the new website features a picture of Meg with 3-year-old Princess Lilibet and a crest with a palm tree and 2 hummingbirds. But the town of Pereiras in Spain is considering filing a lawsuit because Meg's logo is suspiciously similar to their coat of arms, which is believed to date back all the way to the 13th century.
Oh.
Theirs look a little more like that kind of flash art tattoo sparrow, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, she kind of updated it and made the birds look a little real.
Yeah. That's why you can't let these AI apps do your logo, right?
It is different, but
it's different.
It's still a tree and 2 birds.
And theirs look more sexual. I'm sorry. Honey.
Wait, more sexual?
Yes.
Well, how do you get sex out of that?
They look like a body laying down with a missile up. And Megs don't look like that.
And there's leaves growing out of that.
Yeah.
Something terrible is happening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but I know you could rebrand something.
People do it all the time, really? I think, it seems. You remember how they took off Aunt Jemima off the
oh, yeah,
thing they and they put somebody else on it?
Yeah.
You've always been Gary with the T. You could be Gary with the something else if you wanted.
Yeah, with the mistletoe.
It's like a problematic. We're doing. Okay, cool. If it works and your heart is in it, more power to you.
Yeah. Are you trying to get kisses over it, under it?
Yeah, because the tea just didn't work.
Oh, okay.
Sad.
Yeah.
Sad.
It's okay.
All right, Valentine's Day was last week, and I think my single man resentment has had time to wear off, so we got to talk about this. Benny Blanco planned a cheesy surprise for his fiancée, Selena Gomez. Apparently, she really loves movie theater nachos, much more than flowers, by the way. So Benny spelled out, "I love you," in tortilla chips, leading to their bathtub, which was filled with liquid nacho cheese.
Wow.
And then he said, "I'm in the best relationship."
That's
which
cute.
Y'all think they got in the tub?
That's cute.
Yeah. Got it on?
Hopefully they just ate nachos.
Yeah.
I know, honey.
I'm not, I don't like, there's no, that's too much cheese.
That's too much cheese.
Just add some jalapenos to it. Oh, my God.
A little sour cream.
Yeah. Ooh, that's
a little salsa.
Honey.
Yeah.
Yes,
a little cilantro for decor.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, the streets are saying hell has frozen over, y'all, because Tokyo Toni apologized to GloRilla. Now, in case you forgot, Tokyo Toni dissed Glo for the way she cheered for Beyonce at the Grammys.
Right.
She said Glo was 2 feet tall and 1/2 pound soaking wet. Well, now she's changed her tune, and apparently she even thinks Glo is kind of cute. Check it out.
Now, when I say she's like a 10-year-old boy and all of that, I play too much. Bitch, let me tell you. If I was still a lesbian, I'd f*** that little.
That was a really jagged apology.
I didn't hear what
but,
she was saying.
So basically, she was like, yo, she was still lesbian. She would, she'd make short work of her sexually.
Because I was wondering if it was a mama.
I couldn't hear. She wasn't either. I didn't know what she was saying. Thank you, Hey Craig. You're such a good interpreter.
I speak old freak.
What do you think happened? Why'd she decide to do this?
I don't know. Maybe she felt bad because people don't, you know, GloRilla don't mess with nobody.
Right.
So maybe they told her, hey, she didn't do anything wrong to you. Or she might even love Tokyo Toni. So they might have been like, yo, she loves you and you doing this too and talking bad about her. So I don't know. Something made her have a change of heart, but I'm glad she did.
Also, what's so wrong about cheering for Beyonce? Like, really, at the end of the day, you got to think about what you did yesterday and be like, did I really run that girl down for cheering for Beyonce?
Yeah, we should root for each other more. And
absolutely.
I'm sure the comment section was lit because, like, people rock with GloRilla in such a way.
Yeah.
And then there's a little bit of, like, that blowback residuals from the Beyonce thing.
Right.
Why wouldn't you want to cheer for Beyonce? And now you got bees in your comment.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't want it.
Then you got to say that you're going to go this girl. Get out of it.
Just to deflect.
That's cute.
Well, up next, honey, Jacob Lattimore is getting emotional, honey, about his ex's new baby. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
So Jacob Lattimore fans have been sending him some words of encouragement after assuming he was referencing his ex-girlfriend Soraya in a recent remix to Chris Brown's Residual song. Check it out.
Always I know I hurt your feelings.
Conversations going left, right in front of our face, no healing. Though I wish you the best of love.
Ooh, he killed it.
In the lyrics, he opened up about being selfish in a relationship, saying, though I wish you the best of luck, I just had to say it. We was too different. I wasn't ready to give you a baby. Now, for those who don't know, Jacob and Soraya have been broken up since 2023, and she's now pregnant and expecting with her current boyfriend, Joey Badass. Go Brooklyn. What do y'all
think?
I love
him, too.
They're both good people, yeah. And Jacob's a good dude, too.
Yeah.
I hate to see anybody not rocking out the way they...
Right. I love Jacob Lattimore, too. It's hard. Yeah.
But, you know, people wanted the begging back in R&B. It's giving.
Well, I'm glad Soraya didn't sit around waiting. She went ahead and got her baby with the man who wanted to have a baby with, honey, and she did the right thing because weight broke the wagon.
Well, Soraya seems very happy with Joey, and they seem happy together, so I love them together, too.
Everybody wins.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Weight broke.
And Jacob said he's focusing on himself, which is something that he said he really needed to do and reflect.
Well, he was selfish then.
Well, he said he was.
He said he was. Oh. Is he at least still in a relationship on that show, The Chi?
I believe so. Yeah.
Cool. So he's winning there.
Yeah, he's working for
we'll,
sure.
We'll take it.
Yeah, and he's working on a new album.
We love Hell
yeah.
Jacob.
People be sleeping on how talented he is. Like, no. People know him for the acting.
They don't know.
The
he
vocals.
Was on,
is
he was on the Scream tour years ago. Like, he's a singer first.
Oh,
who happens to act?
From Chicago. What's up, Chi-Town?
Oh, yeah. That's where all the talent is from.
All right, it's time for another
Battle of the Deals.
Powered by Morning Save.
Listen, guys, just scan this code right here to get them. Okay, kick us off, Brett.
Okay, I've got the Conair Reflections LED double-sided mirror. This double-sided mirror has a 360-degree swivel, so you can easily view it in either 1X or 10X magnification. Ooh. Now, the brushed nickel finish looks sleek on top of any countertop. Now, this usually goes for as high as $90, but we got you today for just $29.99.
Ooh. Okay. Now, next, we got a must-have for anybody traveling this year. It's the Lifewear Ultra Slim 1080p Dash Cam. Now, this has motion and crash detection for instant recording. The night vision ensures clear recording even in low light conditions, while the distortion-free lens captures a wide-angle view. Now, this normally goes for as high as $50, but we got you for the low price of $15.
Wow.
Now, this is a doorbuster deal, so you know the drilly. The limit is three per customer.
Okay, and I've got this beautiful necklace artist, gorgeous pair of earrings available in all 12 birthstones. You can choose between this Sauve 18-carat gold-plated cushion birthstone and CZ necklace, or this Sauve C 18-carat gold-plated cushion birthstone and CZ earrings. Oh, these are beautiful. This is like a blue topaz here. Grab one for your birth month, your kids, the grandkids. Now, they usually go for as high as, $130, but we got you today for just $24.99.
Wow.
Oh, my, these are beautiful. Oh, my, I can't put one in my ear. Oh.
These are all great deals. So just scan the QR code right here or go to morningsave.com and choose your favorite or get all three.
All right, y'all. Now, coming up next, hip-hop legend MC Light is going to be joining us right here, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, we have a very, very, very special guest joining us today. She's an entrepreneur, actress, and a phenomenal lyricist, and the person I wanted to be coming up as a female MC.
Ooh.
Let's give it up for my sister, the legendary MC Light. Now, you just released a new album called One of One, featuring artists like Stevie Wonder, Queen Latifah, Common, Mary Mary, Big Daddy Kane, and more. How was it collaborating with such big talent?
Oh, man. Well, first off, we weren't in the studio together. Well, I could just say, with Stevie Wonder, we went to his studio. He was ready to do it. We walked in. He was in a session of his own. Mm-hmm. We were like, okay, well, he's going to do this right after we finish. Well, then he scooted on and said he needed to eat. So now I'm looking at the producer like, he's got to eat?
Now?
Right now, right this minute. And then he said, okay, let's go into the studio. Let's get this done. So we go into the studio, and he's like, and he goes, I think I'm going to do this tomorrow. I was like, oh,
are you serious?
Oh, no, man.
I can see it, though.
But you know what? He had it done in the wee hours of the night. Mm-hmm. He got it done. The song is called Change Your Ways. I think the only person that came down to the studio was Queen Latifah to do her part on King King.
Okay. Yeah. That's what's up.
The UNITY of it all.
Yes.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
So, Ms. Light, you and Brett Hunter, y'all did a song together called Drug Lord Superstar. So, how was it collaborating with Brett Hunter? And do you guys plan on doing more music together?
What? Drug Lord Superstar?
Well, yeah, Jermaine did that. So you might have did something.
Well, you don't remember that?
How long ago was that?
Yeah, that was like 1996.
Child.
Brad is easy to work with because she's a creative. So, you know, we get in there with one mission.
And get it done.
And that's to get it done.
We've done so many songs that didn't make it to so many of your projects.
Yeah, what the hell was that? Well, because she don't know how to follow the rules.
Oh!
Okay.
Well, yeah. I do cuss a little bit. And like it squeaky clean.
Well,
if
now,
I don't cuss, now.
Right.
You paved the way for a lot of these current female rappers who are currently dominating the game right now. It seems like it is a crazy shift.
Yeah.
There's just as many female rappers cooking as there are men. Is there anybody in this new era of rap that you feeling?
Oh, I like them all. Rapsody, Tierra Whack, Lady London. I mean, they all bring something that's just those three that I named are very different in nature with what it is that they do.
Yeah, and Dochi.
Ooh. I just love how they bring their own style. Yep. Nobody's trying to sound like anybody else,
right?
Which is refreshing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But you know one thing that bothers me: when these girls, these young girls, gonna pay homage to y'all?
They already have.
I ain't seen no award show.
Is it? Well, it doesn't always happen in an award show format.
Right. Different
but they'll ways. Say it to you in your face. They'll say to you, you mean so much to me. Doesn't mean they're going to let the entire world know.
Right.
But the world knows when they listen to them.
Well, yeah, but Oprah did a big thing, you know, at her mansion. She honored all
the girls. Are we talking about Oprah?
Well, I was just saying, that's how she paid homage to the older girls.
Well, that's how she did it, Gary.
Well,
different
these
people
girls need to call
different.
Y'all and do a show or something, honey. Meg Thee Stallion and all these girls. They need to do that.
No, okay. Okay, when we see them, they give their love. Yeah. They do. They
really?
Show their love. Yeah.
Well, I need to see
and
the
show. And that's enough for us.
Your show.
It's not for you, Gary. It's for us.
Anyway, so what's some of the craziest rumors that you ever heard about yourself?
I eat bugs.
Oh,
you
oh,
eat
you
bugs.
Do?
You I ain't that? Never heard that.
Are you just making that up?
All right, y'all, we just getting warmed up, so don't go away. We got more with MC Light right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back with MC Light.
Hey.
Okay, so we would like to have a little fun as we do here on Dish Nation and see how well you know the music game by playing a little game called Dish That Tune. So we're going to read some lyrics from different eras, new and old, and have you guess the artist and or song. Okay? Tanner, hit it.
All right, MC Light, here I go. You're definitely going to get this one. All right. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove.
Oh.
I need love.
LL Cool J.
Okay.
But you know what's so funny? The way that you read that, it almost sounded like the Ghetto Boys, when I'm alone in my room.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so glad you picked that up. They were laughing at me behind the camera.
Oh, my God.
Now, this one's a little tricky, because there's like a couple people that use this one, but you know. I like a brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Haitian with good conversation, plenty big faces.
Oh, my God. Can you keep going? Oh, Lord. Oh.
Not you put the dance on.
Yeah, because I didn't want to give away all the lyrics because like that was an easy
out. Because she rhymed so damn fast. I probably never knew what she was saying.
Whatever.
Well, congratulations on all the things you got going
Thank
on.
Thank you.
Yes. Your voice is heard on every event that matters, whether it's an award show, the Super Bowl, and on her brand new album, 101, which is out right now. Be sure you check it out, support it, and run it up.
Thank
Do you
man.
Have any parting words for the future queens and kings out there?
I do. Oh. Now you could cha-cha-cha to this Mardi Gras. I'm the dopest female that you've heard thus far. And I do get better.
What?
The voice gets wetter. Yeah. Nobody gets hurt.
As long as you let her.
Woo!
Now we gotta pay for that.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed.
They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.